Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Toomier, and today we're going to have a bagpipe feature. Really, in particular, though, we're featuring the bagpipers of today's generation, and we're going to start off with the Finlay MacDonald Band and his Press for Time album. This is called Died and Gone to Prague. We'll be right back. That was Finlay McDonald from his Press for Time CD, and you can get more albums like that at footstompin.com. Now, no bagpipe feature would be complete without Gordon Duncan, of course, and he has really been a genre leader in the whole generation. People around the world follow this guy. So we're going to play a track from his Circular Breath CD. This is his second album, and it was amazing because it wasn't just bagpipes he played everything, and this is one of his really famous tunes called The High Drive, and it's performed on The Chanter. Circular Breath by Gordon Duncan, and you can hear all of Gordon's CDs at footstompin.com. One of the main competitors over the last 20 plus years is Alistair Gillis. He's a fantastic piper, and I particularly remember him performing at the Glenfiddich Piping Championships and receiving a standing ovation for his solo set. And I've always loved his playing. So here he is playing a set of marches and hornpipes. Thank you. That was Loch Broom by Alistair Gillis. And you can hear many more CDs like that at footstomping.com. I talked before about the influences of Gordon Duncan, and one of the pipers he has really influenced is a guy called Ross Ainslie, and he's a really fabulous piper, and if you are interested in hearing him, you can look at the Foot Stomping YouTube channel, where you'll see a great clip of him playing. He plays with this other piper called Jarlath Henderson. Jarlath is an Irish piper, and they do this amazing thing of playing the Irish pipes and the Scottish pipes together. It's just great, and they're so exciting to watch. And this is a track called Old from their Partners in Crime album. Thank you. That was Partners in Crime by Ross Ainslie and Jarlath Henderson. Now, we're going to break with the new generation tradition here for a minute, and we're going to play a track by, well, it's a very different track. It's from the Masters of Pibroch, Volume 6, by the Bobs of Balmoral. This was Robert U. Brown and Robert B. Nicol. And we're going to play the Lament for the Children, but this is quite different because they're singing it. And these guys are just really famous teachers, and they always taught their pibroch by singing it to their pupils. So here you go, something different.
There is another style of this tune. The ground is the same, but a certain difference is in their variation first and doubling. And John MacDonald's favourite setting of it, and I agree with his very good taste in this tune. This is the setting of the first variation as given in Kilmore. Very effective. Can the eagle can the eagle can the eagle
was the Masters of Pibroch, Volume 6 by Bobs of Balmoral, and you can hear all the other volumes, that's 1 to 10, at footstomping.com. One of the other major pipers of our generation is Fred Morrison. He's a fabulous piper, he's a fabulous tune writer like Gordon Duncan, and has influenced so many different people as well. This is from his Up South record, and it's with him and Jamie McMenemy. And I have to say, it's about high time we received another record from Fred. He really is great. So come on, Fred, get it together. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. It's been nice to play all these bagpipe music. I was a bagpiper myself in my youth. Remember that you can comment on this podcast at our Footstompin' blog, which if you go to the footstompin.com and click on podcast, you'll see the links from it there. You can also subscribe to our twice monthly newsletter. And if you have bought from us before, you do get a 10% discount. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you the next time.